Hello, I'm Congresswoman Terry Sewell, and we're in the middle of a serious markup on tax reform in Ways and Means. I've taken a moment out just to come and talk to my constituents about this tax reform. I truly believe that our tax code is antiquated and does need to be changed, but not this way. You know, I think it's really sad that we haven't had any hearings on the effects of what the Republicans want to do on tax reform. And I can tell you that it's a bad deal for Alabamians and it's a bad deal for Americans. They're looking to cut, and create a deficit of $2.3 trillion in order to give the wealthiest 1% a tax cut. And for me, I work on behalf of people who are striving to be in the middle class, who are in the middle class, and it's unacceptable that we would do an overhaul of our tax code without actually having input from the Democrats. So I'm supporting and trying to get amendments forward that would protect the middle class, expand earned income tax credit, expand tax credit for children. And I just think it's really important that we hear from you, directly from you. Not just my office, but our senators need to hear from you as well. I think it's critically important that we have tax reform that is truly real reform for real people and not just a tax cut for the wealthy. I also agree that we need to lower the corporate tax rate in order to make sure that our American companies are competitive. But this is not the way. The way to really have true tax reform is to have input from both parties, not to have just one party ramming down major tax overhaul without having any hearings, without even taking one amendment from the Democrats. But I won't be deterred. Today will be a very long day. This is day three of the tax reform bill markup. And I plan on offering several amendments that will promote apprenticeship programs, that will try to reinstate municipal bond tax exemptions for advanced refundings, as well as for new market tax credits, all of which help distressed and underserved communities.